am Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
That's just wrong, dude.
Seriously, what's wrong with everyone?
That means you're wrong.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is creative, fun, and the best TV hanger I know.
And with me today is my beautiful bestie. She has two kids, a beautiful home. She hung up tile herself in her kitchen. How pretty freaking did anybody give you crap for that?
That I tile my own kitchen?
Yeah.
No, I'm Amy Nichols.
She's Amy Nichols.
Wait, does it look bad?
No, it looks great.
Thanks.
But everything I do gets crapped on, so I didn't know if you were the same way. So before we get into this big TV debate, guess what I got crapped on about today, Amy?
What? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I started it, too.
So I'm driving into work today, and I'm wearing dress pants, but they're black. And the only thing, I guess, that really makes them dress pants kind of is the material, and they have little buttons in the front. But you can't see the buttons because I'm wearing a longer tank top.
Yeah, and so they're shorts.
They're short shorts because what is a good size short? Like, I don't know. I bought one pair of mom shorts to go to Disney. I tried them on the other day for Jeremy, and he's like, why do you even have those? Like, they're ridiculously long. So either they're like denim bikini bottoms or down to your knees.
No, there's a good medium. I don't agree with the finger length that they institute in schools or whatever. I think that's too long and unreasonable because kids are not proportioned correctly anyways. I mean, their heads are way too big for their bodies. They're all lanky and everything. But I think the 4-inch inseam or whatever, I've seen that in the stores, and that's what I usually get because I think they're reasonable. My booty's not hanging out, and they're also not like Bermuda all the way down to my knees.
So I'm wearing these shorts and a tank top, and Amy walks in this morning, and I'm like, oh my God, Amy, on my way to work this morning, I spilled coffee all over myself, and I spilled it on my shirt, and then I spilled it on my pants. And Amy goes, oh, that's why you're wearing that?
Okay, so you should never assume. Everyone out there, never assume you make an ass out of you and me. I mean, I don't know why I even opened my mouth.
No, I purposely put on this outfit this morning because I thought, easy breezy. I didn't realize how sporty I look, though, until I walked down to HR Claudia's office. And then Claudia was like, oh, are you getting ready to go work out? Because sometimes you and I used to, anyway, go and work out. So it wouldn't be uncommon to see me in workout clothes.
It's the style of your shirt. It's like, not razorback.
Racerback, yeah.
It is? Okay, yeah. So, I mean, that kind of gives off the athletic look. And then no one saw your cute little buttons on your dress shorts.
But anyway, so I've been getting ganged up on.
Yeah.
Is what?
A lot of hate.
Yes. All because my husband mounted our freaking TV finally. Finally mounted it. And you are the very first person that I told and I showed. We were recording a podcast and this was your initial reaction to the TV. So my husband, Jeremy, listened to the podcast. He's a huge fan.
Uh-oh. And did I say something? Is he mad at me?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. Girl, he doesn't even get mad at me, and I'm the one who says things. So, no, you're totally fine. But I made a comment recently. I mentioned that he has all these tools, yet we don't have TVs hung up in our house. He hung our TV up in our living room.
No.
Yeah. I had my in-laws coming into town.
Oh, he did it for his parents.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Okay. As long as it gets done.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much for doing it. So that was your reaction.
Yeah. I was so proud of him because I know it was something that you've wanted for so long. And it's so wonderful when a husband actually does what you've asked.
And let me just paint the picture. In my house, we will have this picture posted, by the way, as well as my athletic-ish outfit today. we will go ahead and post those on the socials. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook and Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. But anyway, in my living room, you walk into my living room. My fireplace is
dead
at
center.
The center of my living room. And then I have a high mantle. And whenever I showed you, you were fine with a TV. The TV is to the right, mounted exactly where it should be. I showed you, you were fine with it.
Yeah.
Yay, TV's hung up. I showed our producer, White Cheddar Robert.
And then things exploded.
Yeah. He laughed his face off. Don the engineer laughed his face off. Well, then they tell everybody. So I come in the next day and Trey walked in and made a comment and was like, oh, I'm going TV shopping today. And I'm like, cool, good for you. Didn't even realize. And he was like, no, I was just saying that, trying to see what your reaction would be whenever I said TV. Well, you know what? I don't have any reaction because I don't have post-traumatic stress syndrome from hanging up a damn TV.
You're so flustered.
I know.
Okay, so my initial reaction was, that's great. When I saw the picture, I didn't think anything of it. Nothing. And everyone else thinks it's the most ridiculous thing they've ever seen. And I have my TV hung to the side. I mean, I guess it would be ideal if it was centered in the wall. But I mean, sometimes you just can't do things like that and you accommodate.
And they made me question everything. This is before we went on air with it. And then the world started judging me. So I went home that night and I'm watching my new TV and I'm looking to the right of the fireplace watching this TV that I'm very happy with. It's eye level. It's perfect. I have a big sectional couch. I can sit anywhere on my couch and comfortably see the TV. Well, then I'm like, well, maybe it is supposed to go above the fireplace. So I start looking above the fireplace. No, that is too high. It was hurting my neck to look up there. I don't want it there. Yeah. So the TV is exactly where I wanted it to go. And I'm proud of him because him and a friend did this themselves. I was going to pay somebody to come do it. I don't do things on my own. Well, so I'd rather.
You were going to pay because he took so long.
Well, that too. Yeah. We will pay to make the problem. I don't care. just come do this. So that was your reaction. That was my thoughts. Even after I second guessed it. Well, I come to work the next day and they had me show my TV. They thought it was the most hilarious thing in the world. So they brought me on the air and here was everybody's reaction.
Look at the picture, Kelly.
Above the fireplace is too high. So my husband sends me the picture after finally hanging up this TV after like a year and a half. I show everybody and they tell me that the TV's wrong. The TV is not wrong. That is exactly where it's supposed to be.
The TV is just like to the right of the fireplace.
Had I have not talked all through that, that was going to be our laugh track because we need some jackals in here just cracking up and laughing. So that was going to be the laugh track. But unfortunately, I was super defensive. And if you read some comments on Twitter, some might say whiny, so, you know, whatever. What? Shut up. I don't care. Whatever. It's my house. It's my TV. So they post this picture on Twitter, take a poll. Everybody says I'm wrong. Well, not only that, then they start going after my decor because I've said before, I like kind of dark stuff.
Yeah.
And so I have a clown mask that my husband got me from Ecuador. And it's kind of scary, but I mean, it's cool. And it's like handmade. How do you make stuff from wood? I don't even know. They like whittled. I don't know. They made something. My husband bought it. And then I have like this cool picture next to it. Well, everybody's like, oh my God, look at this creepy clown mask and blah, blah, blah.
It's supposed to be creepy.
Yeah. And you need to switch. I have a big tree picture above my mantle. You need to switch the tree picture with the TV. Okay, well, thank you for your 2 cents, but you're wrong. So after getting bombarded with hate because we're so stupid and we hung the TV in the wrong place, I was like, you know what? I want to talk to some experts. I'm going to talk to people who know more about the situation.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, witness. You're on with Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Can you please state your name?
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. So this would be Bonnie, my best friend that I've known my whole life, right?
Yep.
Okay.
My whole life. You're a year older, so you had that whole year of bliss without me.
Yeah, I don't even want to count that because that's too hard to think about without you. But Bonnie has been my best friend for forever.
Yeah.
Our parents grew up next door. Oh, I've talked about biting her butt before on this podcast.
Yeah,
sorry about that. By the way, has your butt healed from my gap tooth bite that I did on your booty?
No, I have the scar to prove it.
Do you really?
No.
Okay. I got scared because that would be an ugly scar because my teeth were pretty ugly then. But anyway, I wanted to call Bonnie up to witness because I consider her to be an expert because Bonnie has spent a lot of time in my house.
Yeah, she can get the whole picture. She knows what's going on.
So, Bonnie, everybody harassed me at work and said that Jeremy and I are so stupid because we hung the TV in the wrong place. And you saw the picture on Facebook because you commented on it. What are your thoughts on the TV?
I like where it is. As someone who doesn't have kids yet, I think it's the perfect height. Now, once you get little hands and fingers trying to reach up there and grab it, you might feel differently. But for now, I feel like I don't like TVs that high up because you have to kind of crane your neck and it's not that comfortable. And that's just my opinion.
Okay, so she hit the nail on the head. So you are saying that if I was to hang it above the mantle, that that would be too high, that you would be straining to look up at that TV above there.
Oh, for sure. The way your living room is set up, you know, your couch and everything and the size of it, it makes sense to have the TV where it is because you're kind of focused that way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And your chaise lounge is on that side. So I'm sure when you're at home, just you and Jeremy and, you know, your dog, you sit on that side of the couch. And then when you have company, you can spread out to the rest of the couch. And it's just more comfortable that way than, you know, trying to take up the whole middle of the living room and looking over your fireplace.
I think she's making very valid points. What do you think, Amy?
I absolutely think that. Yeah, I think set up, if you don't see the whole picture, if you don't know where the couch is and everything else, mm-hmm. on the other wall, you can't make a logical judgment.
I see what people are saying, where it would make sense in some cases to do it over the fireplace, but in your case, you just don't need to do that.
And also, for the record, can you just confirm that there are no little people, I mean midgets, living in my house? Because a lot of people were like, she must have Little Women of Atlanta living in her house. And I'm like, no, it's just me and my husband comfortably watching TV.
Yeah, no. Okay. There's no little people living in the house.
I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything.
I mean, the TV is at eye level. I don't see what the big deal is. Mm-hmm. It's right where it should be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally, some sense. Yeah. People are making sense now. Thank you so much for coming on and being my witness, and most importantly, for having my back.
Oh, yeah. Always, girl. You know that.
Okay, so that was our first witness.
Uh-huh.
She sounds credible, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I did get your initial reaction, but I did gloss over the fact that, Amy, you've been to my house numerous times.
I have.
Where would you put the TV?
I mean, I don't think I could put it anywhere else. It makes me nervous to put it on a fireplace, not only because it's too high, but also the heat factor. Like, I don't know how often you do fires in your fireplace, but I'd be worried about the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the only other place is on either side of the fireplace. You can't put it on any other wall. There's a window on one side, doors on the other side, and then the kitchen on the back end. So there is no other place.
Some people said, oh, well, you could like tear down your mantle. Okay, well, I bought a house as is, and that's why we bought this darn house, was because we walked in. At first, my husband wanted a fixer-up house, and finally, I'm like, sweetie, you've never fixed anything as long as I've known you, so we're not going to start with the house. And this house got on the market. Our coworker, Greg Jake, said that they were selling the house, and I told my husband, Greg Jake's wife is rich. She comes from a really rich family. And I said, if that house is good enough for her, it's going to be more than good enough for us. And sure enough, it was. And I mean, they had redecorated, remodeled, repainted everything. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. So we moved into a house that we had to make zero update, zero correction, zero remodeling to.
Yeah, that's great.
And I don't want to. So why would I start with the mantle? That's going to be the first project that I tried to tackle. Mm-hmm. No, my husband just hung a TV for the first time. He needs to rest.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now I want to call another witness.
I'm glad.
This is witness number two. I mean, I'm feeling pretty vindicated so far.
Yeah.
Vindicated?
Eradicated.
Hello?
Witness, please state your name.
This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. So Sheila, it's weird to call her that because Sheila is my mother-in-law, but I call her my mom. Did I ever tell you why I started calling you mom?
No.
Okay. You're going to think I'm stupid, but you know me, so it's okay. I called you mom because whenever I first met you and dad, I was afraid I wouldn't remember y'all's name. So I just started calling y'all mom and dad, which is stupid because it's Bob and Sheila, so it doesn't get much easier than that. But I'm just like, just to be safe, mom and dad. And you loved it until we went to the mall one time and I was screaming mommy across the mall. And you're like, okay, I'm cool with mom. Mommy, that's a little bit too much. Do you remember the first time we met?
Oh, yes. And I said, I can't take this, Jeremy.
Well, I'm calling.
Help, Jeremy, help.
I'm calling my mom-in-law as a witness because, Miss Sheila, for the record, will you please state what you do for a living?
Well, I do several things. It depends on what hat I have on, but decorating.
She is probably one of the most talented people that I know. She paints, sews, does curtains, interior design, runs her own business in Pensacola. She also taught piano whenever she only had one working arm, too. This woman is freaking amazing. Yeah. But
congratulations.
Oh, she
I'm
made
hang up.
But Mom, what I wanted to ask you, you obviously knew you came into town this weekend and Jeremy mounted our TV and we were so happy with it and so proud of it. And then everybody at work found out and just started beating me in the head about it. Everybody says that we're so dumb and we hung the TV in the wrong spot. Well, what's your take as an interior designist-er?
Well, I think that it's a great idea because who wants to have their TV as the center of their focal point in their room? Your living room is so awesome with that sofa. I love your sofa.
Aww.
I would take it in a minute.
My mom's
so,
the best.
That's exactly where I would put it, on the right of the where you would normally watch TV.
As an expert, that is where you would put it. If you were to come in not knowing me or Jeremy, you would come in and say, I think your TV needs to go right there, right to the right of the fireplace. And I wouldn't just set it there. I would mount it on the wall.
That's exactly right.
You're the best. I love you, Mom.
I love you too, Lacey.
Thank you so much for being such a great witness.
Have fun.
Thank you, expert Sheila.
Bye.
Okay. So
there you go.
Called.
2 points in the Lacey column.
Yeah. Lacey win column.
That's right.
I am super competitive, and we've said this before, and I can't stand being wrong. So for everybody to berate me about where my TV is and how stupid me and my, I don't accept less than perfect. If I mess up, I'm angry about it.
Yeah.
I get mad. And I point it out to everybody because I'm like, oh my God, I made a mistake. I can't believe it. I have no shame. I don't care. I'm mad at myself. And that's kind of my way of punishing myself is to point it out to everybody. This is not the case. This, I did not expect this reaction from Facebook, from Twitter, from Kid Nation. I have to completely disagree. If I thought the TV was wrong, first of all, nobody would see it. And second of all, my husband would be changing it immediately.
The picture was taken right after it was hung. So everything was pulled away from the wall. So you can't see that, you know, anchoring of the TV stand underneath and the wires are exposed. So it looked really awkward because it wasn't complete. It wasn't the real full and complete picture.
That was a personal picture that was sent to me moments after the TV was mounted. So our entertainment center was pulled out. I would think that you'd be able to see it because they had water bottles there. But I mean, ordinarily, no, there wouldn't be stuff on that table. And we did have an entertainment center that we weren't crazy about because it had to support such a big TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to be able to get whatever piece of furniture we want to go underneath there. Now we still have to have something that's like ventilated and can hold the game consoles and, you know, all that different kind of stuff. It has to have the modem, the cable.
Yeah, that, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know what all that stuff is.
That.
I sounded like I knew what I was talking about there for
you
a minute.
You started,
huh?
And then you paused.
Yeah, and then I realized, like, I don't know what I'm talking about. So, we've heard from two witnesses. We've heard from Amy. We've heard from myself multiple times. And the last witness that I want to bring on is Greg Jake. He's the one that we bought the house from 3 years ago. And unfortunately, Greg Jake was not able to come on with us. He's off doing Greg Jake voiceover stuff, which you will hear here in just a minute. Instead of just sending me a clip explaining himself, Greg Jake got all radio commercially. And this is what he had to say. I didn't tell him what to say. I just said, you've seen the picture. I'm calling you up to witness. Are we right or are we wrong?
Hi, I'm Greg Jake. I used to own the home that Jeremy and Lacey currently reside in. I'm going to tell you people that where she has the TV is okay because I too, when I lived in that house, had the TV to the right of the fireplace. Granted, it was not hung on a wall. It was on a nice piece of furniture, and it sat there nicely. To put that TV above that mantle would be absolutely ridiculous. That mantle is tall, it's bulky, and there's not enough room above it to put the TV without craning your neck all the way back to look up at a TV. Who wants to do that? The way that that living room is situated, it is awkward, but the TV is in the right spot.
Thank you, expert Greg Jake.
I'm going to call him the most educated witness out of all of them because he lived there. They birthed a child at that house. Does that not give them credibility?
I can't take him seriously with that voice.
I know. He totally Greg Jake commercialed us. But
I love him. Thank you, Greg.
So I'm going to take this as a win. I'm going to say thank you for everybody who has commented, who has tweeted, who had voted in a poll, who has had my back, who has not had my back, who over the TV situation. But I still say that we're right.
Absolutely. Do you feel better? Do you feel like you can let it go now?
No, absolutely not. I don't know if I will ever let this go. Well, thank you, Amy, for being right. Because I'm right.
Thank you, Lacey, for being right.
And I would also like to thank our three witnesses. Best friend, Bonnie, lifelong best friend. My mother-in-law, Sheila. And Greg Jake, former owner of our house, who is the most credible witness that we have.
Absolutely.
Even though I think that they all did a really good job of agreeing with me. So we can just all agree that I am right and the TV is where it is supposed to be. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
That's me rewinding a little bit with my mouth instead of sound bites. Right after we recorded this podcast, we hopped on with our Mam Room partner. I like to drag her name out just because she has that kind of name. Anna Castillos. And something pretty embarrassing happened.
I cannot believe what happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I
move. Holy moly.
Oh my God. I did not think that was going to make a noise.
How could you not feel that coming on?
I knew I was going to burp. I thought I was going to be quiet.
Your mouth is open.
It was like right as I hit record.
And if you want to hear more from that, which does not include me burping at all, ever again, ever. Like, the worst part, it was right into the mic, too. Like, it hit the mic and then it hit me back. It was just like, that was rude. You know, it came back to get me. So listen to Anna Casillejo's podcast, Channel Surfing, where we just let loose in the Mam Room and talk about what to watch on TV.
Yeah.
And like us and subscribe and like her and subscribe and hit us up on all the socials. Am I signing this off correctly?
Nailed it.
I guess I was wrong about you. You're just a no-talent punk.